Now, officials investigating Monday's bomb attacks in the Boston Marathon say they have identified a potential suspect from CCTV footage. Stephen Murphy is the city council president.
A suspect is seen dropping a bag near the point of the second explosion and heading off. And there's been a confirmation of a description of someone leaving the scene.
Meanwhile, the FBI has arrested a man after three letters containing the poison ricin were sent to politicians, including one to President Obama. But it's thought that these two are not in any way connected. We ought to make that clear. Jeffrey Simon is an expert in terrorism at UCLA and has written the book Lone Wolf Terrorism, Understanding the Growing Threat. Morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
And this suspect, first of all, the FBI, curiously, is not releasing any pictures. It says it's got pictures, but it's not showing us those pictures. I think it's given them to law enforcement operators and so on. So it looks like they might be closing in on someone, or a number of people. But this is right at the start of the whole investigation, the whole journey, right?
Yes, it is. And it's not surprising, though, that things are unfolding very rapidly, because there were so many people with cell phones, video cameras and everything at that finish line at the marathon. So it really was just a matter of time that they were able to find the alleged perpetrator. And now it's going to be a matter of when they will arrest him, and then we'll know a little more about the motivation.
Yeah. Looking at what we know now about these bombs, that it's thought that they were devices put in pressure cookers filled with nails and ball bearings and so on. How are you interpreting that and what it tells us about who might be behind this attack?
Well, it could be anything from a domestic terrorist to an international terrorist. There's a lot of things online in terms of how you can make these kinds of bombs. And so it really can't be determined yet that just because it was in a pressure cooker, it means it might be either related to an Islamic extremist or a right-wing militant in the U.S. This is going to probably unfold more in the next week or so.
Yeah, and what about these ricin letters as well, which are, as far as we know, completely unconnected with what happened in Boston, and of course never got anywhere near to the president, although they were addressed to him. How unusual is that?
Well, actually, what's interesting is that after the 9/11 attacks here in the United States, we had the anthrax letter attacks. And when that happened, everybody thought at first this was the second wave of terrorism, and this was the second shoe dropping, Al-Qaeda striking again. And it turned out to be a lone wolf who was a likely suspect. Here, apparently, the authorities knew who this person was before, because he had written a lot of letters. So he actually was a known entity. So the arrest of this person came very quickly, and the good detection systems in the Postal Service were able to intercept the letters before they got to anybody and did any harm.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey Simon from UCLA. It's 7:23.